Hello and welcome back to the Dialcast podcast. It's great to be with you again. My name is Chris Durkin, the host with Adam Harvey as well as my joint host. How are you doing, Adam?
I'm very well, thank you, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's great to be here again, bringing the latest news from Dial Square Football Club. And it's been a great week, I guess, in terms of two pre-season matches since we last spoke. We spoke to Andreas last week. He was going to the games. And, well, a 5-4 win. The first one on Wednesday and then a 3-1 win. Great results, weren't they, Adam?
Yep, two brilliant results. And we're kind of seeing the goal scoring expertise that we all thought was going to come and the goals we expect to see this season. And it's looking positive, isn't it, ahead of the season starting very soon.
It's looking very positive indeed. We're all getting very excited as well. And I mentioned we had Andreas on last week. Great podcast. So give that a listen if you haven't listened to it yet. He did mention, if you're listening to our podcast, you can maybe even get some more Sundale points. I'd definitely head back to that podcast, listen to that. And mentioning those Sundale points, Andreas mentioned, or through Twitter, it was mentioned this week, that we're going to have a monthly top three winners who then can get more points. And with these points, as mentioned last week, you can get free drinks and all of that jazz at games through redeeming them. So definitely give last week's podcast a listen. But this week, we've got the main man, the main striker, on to talk for on our podcast. It is Nick. How you doing, Nick?
Very well, boys. How are you?
We're good, thanks. It's great to have you on. We're very grateful. With a goal scoring, we're thinking, who should we have the guests? And I think you just made us pick you first as a first player, just because 7 goals in the 3 pre-season games. We're going to discuss them in a bit. But first of all, let's get to know you. Whereabouts are you from growing up?
So originally born in Essex, Billericay. Lived there till I was 4 or 5. And then from there, moved up to Edinburgh in Scotland because my old man is Scottish. And yeah, we ended up there till I was about 10 years old. And then back down south when my parents broke up and yeah, been there ever since.
Oh, brilliant. So Scotland, would you then be picking Scotland over England in the football?
Basing it on the Euros, no. and the stick I get from the boys now. I've got Scottish blood, obviously. My old man's Scottish, as I said. My whole mum's side are all from Essex. So a bit of a divide in the family. But yeah, English through and through. But yeah, had some very, very happy years up there. Played a lot of football up there as a kid, obviously. Learned my trade up there. So, yeah, always have a soft spot in my heart for it.
Oh, brilliant. So England first, then Scotland in the football. That must have been a big, as a second game of the Euros, wasn't it?
Yeah. Didn't live up to expectations, though, did it? A little bit disappointing, that one.
Yeah, very disappointing game that was, but a good Euros in the end, wasn't it? Going back to that, then early days. So you're playing mainly your football in Scotland. How was that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a totally different game up there. I played from the age of 7, as I say, through till 10 when we left Scotland. But yeah, very very physical game up there. Even as a kid, they expect a lot of work rate. You know, even from a very young age, it's all about working hard on and off the ball. So yeah, that kind of drilled into me from a young age.
Yeah, brilliant. And then the physicality then must have really helped. I guess the non-league probably more physical these days. Has that helped you then coming into that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously, you know, the English game is you know, on par in the respect that it is a very physical standard down here, whether you're playing grassroots all the way up to the Prem, you know. So yeah, I think been sort of brought into that from an early age was sort of ingrained in me from the offset. And obviously playing up front, you need to be able to hold the ball up, use your body and you know, stand strong. And yeah, learned a lot of that from a young age up there. So yeah, it was a good start for me.
And then team-wise, was your dad's Celtic, Rangers, who does he support?
Yeah, well, my whole family up there are Hearts. Part of Midlothian. So I went to watch them a lot as a kid. Tynecastle Stadium up there in Gorgie in Edinburgh. So yeah, that's my sort of Scottish team, if you like. They've just been promoted back up into the Scottish Premier League. They beat Celtic the other night, actually. So nice to see them doing well.
Yeah, that's great for Hearts. So you didn't decide to go fully Hearts, did you? I believe you've got an English team.
Yeah, the Gooners. Not so great at the moment, but yeah, Arsenal's my English team. That's right.
So how long have you been supporting Arsenal for?
Well, since I moved to England, really, from the age of about 10, I continue to follow Hearts. I always will, but yeah, sort of adopted Arsenal. My granddad went to watch him a lot in the 40s when he was serving in the war, so there was a bit of a connection there, and yeah, that's sort of when it started for me, and never looked back.
Never looked back. Oh, has that been a good experience then?
Well, there's been a lot of ups and downs, more downs recently, obviously, but I think they're trying to do the right thing there at the moment. We've got a young, I'd say ambitious manager, and he's trying to build that team, you know, and he's still learning. He's come from good stock working under Pep. You're always going to pick up a lot of positive attributes working alongside and with him. So, yeah, I think we need to stick with him and show a bit of faith and, you know, see where it goes. But obviously, money talks in the modern game. And I think we really do need to start splashing that cash if we want to be back up where we should be, which is in and around the top four, you know, competing.
Yeah, because it's interesting because Arsenal fans always, when it comes to managers, are always split, I guess. Because he won the first season, won the FA Cup, didn't he? But then last year wasn't as good. But it's good to hear, I guess, got to keep with him, see how it goes. You talk about splashing money and Ben White, 50 million. That's a step in the right direction, I guess.
I think so, yeah. You know, I like to see young quality talent coming through. Obviously, he's in the pool for England as well. Which is always nice to see. Obviously, we had Saka representing in the Euros, done ever so well. So, yeah, I think it's a good buy, but we need to keep adding, you know. I think we've lacked that leadership for a long time now. And I think that's the key player that we need, that sort of Vieira. I know they're hard to come by, but that style of player in the middle of the park who's going to lead us, set the pace. But, yeah, we'll have to wait and see what they do.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. So then going back just to why you actually support Arsenal, I guess you mentioned your granddad during the war was going to the games. Was there another reason or is it just a London team?
If I'm totally honest, yeah, they were obviously quite local for us to go and watch, but I think they were doing pretty well at the time and I took a little shine to that. Obviously, Scottish boy trying to fit in down here at the time and they seemed to be the team to follow. And yeah, through thick or thin, I've stuck with them since. So yeah, that's probably got a little bit to do with it. Was also a big fan of Thierry Henry at the time. No doubt my all-time favourite player. For me, the best player to ever play in the Premiership. So, yeah, that was probably another reason.
Yeah, quality player. Was that around the Invincibles time or just after
it? Yeah, there or thereabouts, yeah.
Fond memories of those seasons?
Absolutely. Seems a lifetime ago now, though, I've got to tell you.
What's your best Arsenal game then?
It's very tough to say. Obviously, you've got a lot of bittersweets in there. Seeing us get to the Champions League final was obviously amazing, but then it all went Pete Tong for us, so very disappointing. Something that always sent a chill down my spine was Henri coming back. That game against Leeds, even though it was a nothing game, it was against Leeds United, early stages of the cup, but seeing him come back on that pitch and then to score the way that he did, opening up his body and just slotting in the bottom corner, that will forever send a shiver down my spine that moment. So, yeah, obviously winning the leagues, cups, all that kind of stuff is always a great day. But, yeah, little moments like that.
Do you try to replicate that goal back on the field?
I don't know whether I've quite got the same coolness and finesse as Henri in front of goal. That'd be a pretty big statement, but yeah, you take what you can, don't you, from watching these players. I'm forever telling my two kids, Jamie and Harry, to watch him on YouTube, watch the way that he plays, you know, how direct he is, just everything about him. That just had everyone on the edge of their seat. You couldn't not love watching him, you know, no matter who you followed.
Yeah, unbelievable player. But you yourself, Nick, you have been a brilliant player for Dial Square at the start. Let's hear about then your background into getting into playing more regularly football growing up. So played a lot in Scotland and then came back over to England. When was it then you realised you're a pretty decent striker?
Well, it's a bit of a funny one because in Scotland I was about 10 when we left there. I was on the verge of signing for Celtic as a schoolboy at 10 years old. And my parents obviously split up and my mum decided to make the move to go down south. So it broke my heart a little bit. Well, actually, it shattered it, to be honest. It, you know, I had all my dreams sort of snatched away. I was on the verge of doing something pretty special, and that was not to be. So moved down to Southampton, started playing there, but just lost the bug for it, really, mate, and started to drift away from football. I didn't have my dad around either, which was something else that really hurt me at the time. So, yeah, I kind of fell out of love with the game for a bit. Then we moved to where we are now, which is Chertsey. And yeah, once I got the 16, 17, 18 sort of year old years out of the way, I came back to it. A mate of mine said, look, you fancy coming and having a run out for just a local park team? And I did. And I went down and played and started sort of getting the bug back for it again. And then, yeah, just sort of went up through the leagues from there, really.
And you haven't looked back since?
No, I actually haven't. I did have a little break, which I think the gaffer mentioned on his podcast for a little while when we stopped at Knapp Hill. But then when he came knocking and said, look, we're going to go back to Warbleston, do you fancy it? Yeah, I couldn't say no.
Yeah, and then talk about Warbleston then, two great seasons. I guess last season was cut short, but still 20 goals in 13 games. Not bad statistics, is it?
No, it's not bad. I mean, you can only beat what's in front of you. And when you've got the players around you that Simon seems to attract, you're always going to get chances. Now, I'll be the first one to tell you what I've... I do miss a few. There's no two ways about it. I'm going to get that in because I know the boys will be listening to this and giving me some stick when I see them next. So, yeah, I do miss a few. But, you know, you've got to be in the right place at the right time. And when you get the kind of service that I have been lucky enough to have, you know, when I've been playing under Si, whether it was Warbleston or Knapp Hill, and now again at Dole Square, you know, you're going to score goals. So, yeah, I'm thankful for that.
And obviously, you've been speaking to Simon more recently because you've made the move to Dole Square. Was Simon the sole reason you joined Dole Square, or is there more behind the move?
Well, initially, the gaffer gave me the shout and said, look, I'm thinking about doing this. What are your thoughts? And I said to him, look, I think I've said it, you know, last two clubs I've been at, wherever you're going to be, that's where I want to play, you know. So before we'd even met up with the chairman, Stuart Morgan, I was already sort of set on the fact that I did want to come to Dole Square. But then when I went and had a meeting with him and the gaffer, and he told us the plans, the ambition the club's got, you know, and the pace that they wanted to move forward at, you know, that for me was it signed, sealed, delivered. I love ambition. And I think this club has got it in abundance. And it's not just ambition, it's realistic, you know, with the way that they're going about it. And for me, that excites me. You know, I'm 37 years old now. And I see this as a great opportunity to be part of something that I think could be quite special if it's done the right way. And the way that they've presented it, they are doing it the right way. They're going to do it the right way. So, yeah, it's exciting times down here.
Only did you sort of feel that ambition from those above, like Stuart and Andreas and those? Did they really need to sell you the ambition, or did you sort of feel it in the air almost?
Do you know what? I looked at Dole Square last season when I was at Warbleston, and you could see, you know, off the pitch, they were doing everything right in my book. You know, it was like a non-league setup the way that they were going about it. They were obviously their Twitter following is phenomenal for a club of this size. The professionalism, you know, the way they go about their business is second to none. So I wouldn't say it necessarily needed to be sold to me, but when I did speak to Stuart in person, you know, it did, yeah, it really did. Yeah, got me excited about everything that potentially we could be doing down here, and I really did want to be a part of it. So yeah, I wouldn't say he even had to sell it to me, but it, you know, it really did emphasise, you know, what the possibilities could be down here.
You kind of spoke about the influence of Simon in your move here, but what's your relationship like with him, both his managerial position and your position as a player, and also just off the pitch in general?
Yeah, I mean, me and Si are close, on and off the pitch. From the word go, when I very first played for him, he knew where I wanted to play, how I wanted to play. Like I said earlier, I might miss one or two chances, but as he also said, I will, you know, I'll pretty much score in every game. That is just how it is. And he's always had that faith in me. And as a striker, to have your gaffer have that belief and faith in you is absolutely vital, you know, for your confidence. I think of all the positions on the pitch up front, being a striker, putting the ball in the net, confidence is one of the most important things, and he gives me that confidence. So, yeah, and off the pitch as well, you know, whenever I've had something that I need to talk to him about, whether it's football related or personal, he's always been there, and he's somebody I feel I can open up to, and you know, and be honest with, and be straight with, and not be judged, and always get good advice. So, yeah, he's a top fella on and off the pitch, and I've got a lot of time for him, I've got to say. So, yeah, excited to be playing for him once again this season at Dale Square.
And Simon was on this podcast a few weeks ago, and he spoke about his playing style. Do you enjoy his playing style?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I want to be playing through the middle, up front, and that's where he plays me. And behind me, he's always looking to play as an attack inside. You know, he doesn't sit back. He doesn't want to soak it up. He wants to go for it. And that's what I like. You know, we play in a 4-3-3 pretty much. And for me, that says it all, you know. And I like that, you know. I think it's one of them sports where at any level, people, you know, the fans at Dale Square, they're going to want to see attacking football, and Simon will give you that.
And I believe you've had relative success under Simon, many titles and also a cup final in recent years. Do you believe that you can sort of replicate that success you've had before here at Dale Square?
Absolutely. I think, you know, if we don't come away this season with at least a league title and a cup, I'll be very disappointed. You know, we're in it to win it this season. You can see the squad that he's put together already. Made some very good signings, some great additions. Some of the boys that were here already, the squad is gelling so well. Everybody's getting on so well on and off the pitch. The vibe is really, really good. You know, it's really great to be part of. And as I say, I'm 37 years old now. And to be part of something like this and still have that buzz is a credit to Simon and a credit to the club. I think everyone's on the same page here, and yeah, I think we're definitely going to be going for it this season. So yeah, hopefully, like I say, a league title, promotion, and everybody loves a cup final day out. So yeah, we'll see how we get on.
Mark Watkins up front, how is that relationship, and do you enjoy playing with him?
Yeah, listen, it's one of them things as a striker again. I'll keep going back to it, but you can't not love the fella. You know, I've only known him a couple of years. When he first come down to Worthlesdon, I must admit, I was a little bit threatened. I thought, cool, I've heard a lot about this guy. He bangs in goals left, right and centre. As a striker, you kind of want to be the main man. I'm not going to lie. You know, you like being the main man up there, you know, scoring the goals, getting the glory. That's your job. It's a team game, but that is your job on the pitch. And yeah, I heard about him coming down. I was a bit cool. I don't know how this is going to go, but from the minute he come down, we just gelled, we clicked. And yeah, another one who on and off the pitch, you know, we're in touch all the time. He's like a brother, I've got to be honest with you. Absolute diamond and an absolutely unbelievable footballer. I mean, the talent he's got is scary. He really is. So the Dale Square fans have got a lot to look forward to watching him this season, let me tell you.
And you sort of said you're 37. How many more years do you kind of expect to be playing, and how long do you plan to stay at Dale Square? Is it going to be Dale Square's your final club and you say your sort of final goodbyes here?
For me, this is the perfect way for me to end my playing days at a club like this, trying to help them. I think this is, for me, this is where I'd like to see out my playing days.
What sort of most impressed you about the club when you joined? Have you sort of enjoyed sort of integrating into the dressing room over pre-season and meeting some of the boys you didn't know before?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, to answer your question, the professionalism from the offset, you know, the standards that they're setting down here, the way that they go about their business, I'm buying right into that. I love that. I think at any level, you know, you need to approach at the right approach games, training, whatever it is, in the right manner, and yeah, they do that down here. So in the dressing room, you know, after training, after games, there's a real good bond there between everyone. Everyone gets on really well, and yeah, that's key to success. You know, you got to want to play for each other, and yeah, they've definitely got that. So yeah, it's exciting times.
And that bond must really helped, I guess, by the good pre-season start. Well, let's talk through those games. So the first game, 5-3 against Nappil, that was behind closed doors, but we'll mention it for your sake, Nick. Hat-trick. What a way to kick-start your career at Dial Square. Do you want to talk us through it?
Yeah, it felt really good, you know. I love scoring goals. I've been doing it since I was 7 years old. It's what I do. I've never played at the most amazing level ever, but whatever level I've played at, I've always scored goals. And whether it was a cup final or whether it was a pre-season friendly, you know, like what we had there against Napoli Athletic, I still love hitting the back of the net. And it was a great feeling, and it was nice to announce myself and, sort of set the pace early doors.
And then you didn't stop there. Last Wednesday, 5-4 against Tottenham, and you got two of those goals. How was that match? How was it also playing in front of the fans?
Yes, talk about a game of two halves. I mean, we came out the blocks flying. I think 4-0 up at one point. And then I think maybe fitness might have come into it a little bit. We've only had one training session, so we've got to bear that in mind. We're an experienced squad. We're not the youngest squad, you know. I think we're still sort of learning how we're gonna play in different games, in different situations, against different opponents, how we're going to approach games. And we're working on that. Obviously, we've got Richard Keown on board, who I've got to give a mention. That guy, the best coach I've ever played under, hands down. He will get us fit, you know, and he knows his football. So he's a great addition to the coaching staff. So I was very lucky to have him alongside him, you know. So, big face as well in the dressing room. All the boys love him. So, like I say, we just got to get fit now and keep working hard, get ready for the start of the season.
Yeah, Simon mentioned what a great coach he is. And how is he training you then? I guess you've only had a few sessions, but is he working you hard then for the fitness, trying to get you ready for the new season ahead?
He's not hit top gear yet, but I know it's coming. You know, I've worked with Key a good few years, and I know what's coming. But he's been pretty tame for the first one or two by his standards. But yeah, there's some hard work to come. But you know, we're all up for it. That's what we're here for. We want to get fit. You know, we want to set the pace in every game, no matter who we're playing. You know, we want to be bossing it. And there's no better side than a fit side. So we'll be putting the graft in. Don't worry about that.
Yeah. So what you're expecting? A few more sessions and he's going to hit hard. Is there any exclusive insights into how he does that? What fitness training does he do?
He's very in tune with the modern game, Keown. He does things a lot differently to the way it was, you know, when I was growing up. They used to just have you out running flat out, you know, shuttles, bleep tests, all that. You know, the majority of the stuff he does is with the ball, which is always good, you know, keeps you interested. But a lot of interval training and circuit training and, you know, he knows what he's doing. So, as I say, always a pleasure to work with. Not so great when it was 30 degrees the other week. We did struggle a little bit, but it's all for a good cause.
It is indeed. And then what final game to talk about, Abbey Rangers, 3-1 victory, two more goals for you. You're flying, aren't you?
Yeah. You know, it was a bit of a last minute game there. We were meant to be playing on the Wednesday, and I think they had an issue with the pitch, so they managed to get a game on. All credit to Si. Yeah, we got down there, and I think we had a couple of new signings coming in as well, who played really well, which was great to see. Settled right in with the squad once again. You know, there's no clickiness there at all. It's a real good vibe in camp. So we won the game. Played some good stuff, and another couple of goals. It's always nice to score. Should have probably had two or three more, but as I said to you earlier, that's just part of my game, unfortunately. But got the win, got a couple in the Onion, and a little assist as well. So not a bad night at the office.
Not bad at all. What would you say your favourite goal three seasons so far has been there?
Favourite goal, probably the little dink over the keeper at Tongham. One-on-one, got nice and close to him, just lifted over his head. Nice and cool. So, that's always nice.
And that's what we're looking forward to see this season. And then after those goals, what's your, like, go-to celebration? Are you one for a big celebration?
I'm terrible. I celebrate five-a-side, you know. I love scoring goals. And I do get a bit of stick for it. But, yeah, you'll 9 times out of 10 see me pulling out the aeroplane. That'd be my celebration the majority of the time. But, yeah.
Oh, quality. We're thinking pre-season game on the weekend coming up now. Could you do some kind of celebration to promote the podcast? We're not sure what kind of celebration it would be. Maybe like a headphones or something like that. What's your thoughts?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, I'm always going for that. Anything to help the cause. So maybe get something on Twitter, get some ideas in, and whatever sounds best, then we'll give it a go. Got to score first, I remember that.
Oh, Nick, don't worry, you'll be scoring. No pressure now. Brilliant. Yeah, we'll do that. We'll put it out on Twitter tomorrow. We'll see. Yeah, any good suggestions, and then we'll let you know what celebration. So definitely look out for that celebration against Funham under 23s on the weekend. 2 p.m. kickoff, I believe. Adam, over to you for final questions.
Yes, we've got a few questions off Twitter for you, Nick. So from Martin, he's asking, have you set yourself a goal and assist target for this season, or sort of your own personal goals that you want to hit this season?
Yeah, absolutely. No matter where I'm playing, my target's 30 for the season. I think as a striker, that's what you should be banging in. And with the players that we have, as I said earlier on, at the club, the service that I know I'm going to get this season, there's absolutely no reason why I shouldn't be hitting the net 30 times. So yeah, that's where I want to be. That's my target. In terms of assists, whatever I can do for the team, you know. I've probably changed a lot in the last few years in terms of selfishness and maybe a bit of awareness. I've always been a team player, but more so the older I've got, the more I've realised that, you know, certain times when I've lashed at it, rather than just lay it off or look to pick a pass. So in that sense, I'll always be looking to try and put my teammates in as well as much as I can.
And then the Dial Square Supports Club have a couple of questions for you. Have you ever watched a recording of yourself after the game? So sort of a highlights reel of yourself?
Yeah, I've had a few of them in the past. Couple of them I wish I hadn't bothered watching, but that's all part of it, isn't it? You live and learn.
And then the second part of the question is, obviously, we're welcoming fans back to stadiums this season. Sort of how excited are you to play in front of the Dial Square fans? Obviously, we've got quite a good fan base for a club of this level. And how do you deal with the pressure of having fans in the stadium again after sort of a while without them?
Yeah, I'm absolutely buzzing to play in front of the fans, Adam. I mean, for me, that's another sort of big part of what sort of excited me about coming down here, you know. And I feel that fan base is only going to get bigger as we climb the leagues, which we inevitably will. You know, we've got the ambition, we've got the players, we are going to be climbing those leagues, and hopefully that will encourage more people to come down and support and watch this team. They're going to be playing some very good football. So yeah, really, really, really excited to be playing in front of the fans and give them something to cheer about. You know, I know they didn't have a great time last season, but they were still there watching and supporting. I played against Dial Square first game of the season and their fans were unbelievable, you know. So I was getting quite a bit of stick from them that day. So I'm hoping I can turn that around this season and yeah, as I say, give them plenty to cheer about.
Well, we're looking forward to watching you play this season, Nick. Thank you for your time and we wish you all the best, and Simon and sort of the whole squad, ahead of what's going to be inevitably, hopefully, a very good season for the club.
That's great, mate. Thank you very much for having us on, boys. It's been a pleasure.